Please turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs. And again, I'd like to read the first seven verses of Proverbs chapter 1. If you need some scripture as far as for daily devotions or if you want to know where to go, this is actually, I've been encouraging new disciples, new believers to get into the book of Proverbs. There's 31 chapters. If you want it, whatever day it is, today is what, the 12th? So go to Proverbs 12 and read Proverbs 12 for that day. And I encourage you, if you don't like to read long chapters or whatever, go and just read a chapter every day. If you'll go to that particular proverb, it'll be well worth your while. There are so many things in this book about life and living the Christian life and living for God. And it deals with a lot of subjects that we deal with every day. So I encourage you to do that. But follow along as I read the first seven verses. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance, to understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let's bow in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. May today as we read it, may as we study it, as we learn to apply it, I pray, Father, that we would really grasp a hold of it and it would change our life. And so I pray to that end this morning in Christ's name. Amen. Boy, I've already got people crying and I haven't even started my message. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Wow. You know, sometimes I assume that we know the background behind a Proverbs or behind Solomon. If you were to look, I was going to turn to it, but I won't this morning. But if you were to look at 1 Kings chapter 3, it's a beautiful account of how Solomon wanted to live for God. And the Lord said, whatever you would like, ask of me and I'll give it to you. And so he asked for wisdom. And not only did God give him wisdom, but he gave him wealth and all kinds of blessings in addition. And so what we find there is then in those few chapters, chapters 3 and chapters 4, we see how God blessed this man, this king called Solomon, with incredible wisdom. In fact, people from all over the then known world would come just to listen to him and to hear him speak and to hear him talk, because they wanted to hear his wisdom, and God wonderfully blessed him. In fact, it says that he blessed him more than anybody before him or anyone after him except Christ, as far as with wisdom. And so here is a man who has written out of experience and out of the blessing of God for us to be able to learn from what God has done in his heart and life. And so you might say, well, what right does he have to tell us? Well, he does. God blessed him with unusual wisdom. And so as we think about this matter of wisdom, all throughout the book of Proverbs, it is a part of the wisdom literature. You hear the word wise or wise one or wisdom repeated over and over again. That's the purpose of the book, so that we might gain wisdom, so that we might be wise individuals, men and women, boys and girls, who are living their lives in the right way and on the right path. Wisdom, according to the book of Proverbs, does not mean intelligence. Wisdom does not mean IQ. So whatever your IQ is, whether it's high or low, when the Word of God talks about wisdom, it's not talking about IQ or intellect. That is involved, though. I mean, you have to know something. Obviously, you have to be able to understand. But the wisdom that is being talked about here is something beyond just knowing the facts. In fact, we read in verse 7, chapter 1, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That is the beginning. It's the foundation of really, truly understanding what wisdom is all about. Without the fear of the Lord, you can be very intellectual. In fact, the most brilliant person by way of knowledge. But wisdom is not gained from our own dealings, our own internal knowledge. It comes from the Lord. It begins with the fear of the Lord. True wisdom begins with the right view of God and a respect, awe, and terror of our God. We've talked about that before. The best definition that I have come up with so far, that with the help of others, about what wisdom is this. Wisdom is the skill of living with God's help. The skill of living with God's help. In other words, we apply the knowledge that we have that God has given to us, that He's blessed us with, but we're able to look at life with a dependence on God, and it makes all the difference in the world. It's kind of like the light comes on and we say, oh, I understand now from God's perspective. So why read Proverbs? To gain wisdom. To learn the skill of living life successfully. To learn the ability to navigate life in the right way. And if we lack it, if we don't have enough, if our wisdom quotient is not there where it should be, we read in James chapter 1, let him who lacks wisdom, what? Class, ask of God. So God is the giver of wisdom. That's where it begins. And we need to understand that. As we look through this particular study, I've entitled this study, Portraits from Proverbs. All right? You've seen it up there, Portraits from Proverbs. There are people that are in the book of Proverbs that Solomon points out and says, this is what is characteristic of this person. Don't follow their ways. And then he talks about, and we're going to get into it later, the wise man and what we need to do to follow him. But we're going to talk about in the next slide the fool, the scoffer, the sluggard, the wicked, the hot-headed, the drunkard, and the wise. And we may even add another one in there that I haven't even got yet on the docket. But we're going to talk about these individuals, the portraits that Solomon has painted for us, so that we don't fall prey to these kind of lifestyles or living that these individuals demonstrate, except for the wise man. So let's consider the simple man today for just a moment. The simple man. Now, for those that are here that are girls or young ladies or senior saints that are ladies, when I say simple man, just know that it applies to you as well. I'll say simple man, and I'll refer to it. It's referring to boys, girls, men, and women. All right, so just know that today. Proverbs 1 verse 4 says, this book was written to give prudence, to give common sense, to give sound judgment to the simple. Well, what does the word simple mean? We use it all the time. Please simplify that for me. But that's not what we're talking about here. The simple man, it's talking about naive. Naive. We're talking about those who are immature, those who are lacking experience. And later on, we'll see and add to that the one who is gullible. It refers to those who are children for sure, but it also could refer to those who are older, who still are young in their thinking. We'll talk more about it. But when you refer to the simple, you're thinking about the childish, the ones who are wet behind the ears, those who are juvenile, those who are greenhorns, okay? Those who lack experience, who are immature. The Hebrew word for this means to leave oneself open, to leave oneself vulnerable. The simple one opens his mind to any passing thought and he embraces it. And so we'll look at that in just a moment. We all pass through the simple stage. We all pass through that. However, with information, with teaching, we gain more maturity. Simplicity is not corrected by time, but by choice. We have to be willing to be taught. So in other words, there are people today that could be very old. They could be 70 years of age and are still simple because they have refused to learn. So, but mostly simple is referring to the immature, the young. And then as you gain experience, as you gain maturity, you go on to more wisdom or to maturity. Well, let's look at this for a moment. Characteristics of the simple. Number one, The simple is not motivated to learn. Look at chapter 1 and verse 22. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? The tragedy is that some people, they just stay in their simpleness without a desire to learn and to grow and to increase. And they love to use the excuse, I didn't know. Have you ever heard that from your kids? I heard that a lot. I didn't know. I didn't expect it would be like that. I didn't mean to burn that down. They just did not think. It was kind of like, don't have all the facts, but they don't really want to know the facts, and that can often be the excuse. I didn't know. I wasn't thinking. Well, start thinking. Start thinking. Parents know what I'm talking about. I've had to say that many, many times to mine. It's kind of like the drowning man who refuses the aid of a lifeguard. It's like someone who's lost in the mountains and refuses the rescuer. It's like the stranded motorist in a blizzard who refuses help from the highway services. A simple person, their biggest problem is they're not motivated to learn. They stay in their simplicity. And we read all through the book of Proverbs, it's talking as wisdom is crying out. Wisdom is in the streets. Wisdom is in a high tower. Wisdom is there in your home saying, listen, learn, or you are going to be in trouble. How many times have we banged our head against the wall as we've dealt with our children and we say, will you just think before you act? The contrast is with the wise man who hungers for wisdom. The wise man who hears and listens and applies the word of God. They want to learn. They enjoy learning. And that needs to be the characteristic that is in all of our lives, especially as believers of Christ. If we are a brand new believer or a new believer or even an older believer, that always ought to be our motivation to learn more, to grow in our understanding, to read God's word. Number two, the simple man is easily deceived. Chapter 14 and verse 15. If you've got your Bibles there in front of you, they'll be reading a number of verses, not zeroing in on one place. But chapter 14 and verse 15, it says this, the simple believes everything, but the prudent man gives thoughts to his steps. The simple man accepts as true everything he hears. He goes along with everyone. He doesn't take a stand for anything, thus he falls for what? Everything. Everything is okay. There's no evaluation in the process. They're easily deceived. Another big word there we used earlier was he is gullible. He is gullible. In nature, you see this all the time if you're watching some of the programs that show animals in the wild. The wild animals often prey or pursue the young offspring of another animal. Because why? They're more vulnerable. They haven't experienced running from those lions or whatever before. So they're slower and they're more vulnerable. They have little sense of the danger. And so oftentimes the wildebeest run off and the lion come after, they go after the young because they're more gullible, they're more vulnerable. The simple man, the gullible man, lacks the maturity to distinguish between what is true and false. He believes everything anyone tells him, but the prudent are cautious, alert, and aware. We hear a lot of today in the news, and if you have turned on any news station in the last week, you hear a lot about fake news. Some rumors are absolutely absurd, but a simple person here's a rumor, like maybe the Martians, they landed. You hear the Martians landed on the White House. And they would just say, yeah, wow, tell me about it. And they would just go with it. You can tell a child that. You can say, did you know? And you can tell them some kind of thing and build it up, like a little fairy tale. And they'll go, wow, that's amazing. Because they're gullible, that they're simple. And they need to gain more information and more maturity. Proverbs 22 verse 3 says this, the prudent sees the danger and hides himself, But the simple go on and suffer for it. They're gullible, easily deceived. The simple man yields to Satan's enticements. If people were to tell a simple man, try drugs, okay. Go ahead and speed, it doesn't hurt anything, okay. Go ahead and steal something, the results won't be too bad, all right. They just go ahead, they dive in there without thinking about anything about the consequences. They're often the target of those who are evil. They are inclined toward evil. And so when an evil person or a fool comes along and says, does this, they just run for it without thinking, easily deceived. I heard one writer said, the simple are spiritually accident prone. Interesting way of describing it too. They're just very gullible, whether it's in life or in spiritual doctrine or a false doctrine that came along. Jot down Proverbs 7. We won't take the time this morning to refer to it, but it's talking about, at the beginning of the chapter, it begins with wisdom crying out, please walk in the right path. And then it talks about the adulterous woman who through her smooth words and through her perfume and all this, she draws a simple man who's walking down the street. And out of curiosity, he's in the wrong place at the wrong time, late at night, and just kind of wandering along. And she draws him in and woos him in and captures him. And it talks about this being easily taken advantage of. That is the simple man. Proverbs 7:7 says this, and I have seen among the simple, I have perceived among the youths, a young man lacking sense. It was the simple young man who listened to the prostitute and ended up like an animal led to the slaughter. They are quick to believe until they gain more knowledge. They will just run with any fib or lie. I'll give you an illustration of that. We had a boy named Richard back in junior high school. Now, people were not very nice to Richard. You could say that he was bullied, but he was more taken advantage of because he was simple. And it was not because he was simple mentally. He was really a smart kid. But he was dumb because he was simple-minded and didn't think about the consequences and really was very gullible. If you were to tell him, go over and pull the lever on that fire alarm, okay, boom, he'd pull it. And it'd just send everything in chaos. If you were to tell him, go over there and smack that bully behind the head, and everybody would be watching, oh, look it, and he does it, and then he gets creamed. He just was very vulnerable. I found myself very frustrated. At first, I laughed, but then it became really frustrating as I saw some of my friends doing that to him. It took advantage of him. Go take that from the teacher. It won't hurt you. He'd go do it and get caught. Over and over again, that is typical of the simple man. And you know, the frustrating thing about it, that was junior high. That was eighth grade. And then he went into high school, and he still maintained that same attitude. He never really learned. He remained simple. Ephesians 4, just jot it down in your notes. Ephesians 4, 11 through 14, it talks about the spiritual side of this and in the church, that God gave pastors and teachers and prophets and evangelists to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain unto the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Why do we need the church? Why do we need leaders who teach and disciple and ground people in the Word of God? Because we're vulnerable. And if we never learn, if we never mature in our Christian faith, we will accept anything. We're gullible towards false teachers, and we see that all across our land as people on TV and prosperity gospel individuals peddle their wares. Gullible people, simple people who have not matured in their faith will just fall for anything. The contrast is with the wise man who is not easily manipulated. The wise man considers his steps, evaluates, and considers the outcome. They know to stay away from compromising situations. Well, let's move along quickly. Two more, very quick. Number 3, the simple lacks understanding or judgment. It says in Proverbs 7:7, "Behold, among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding." Proverbs 8:5, "O simple ones, learn prudence, learn common sense. O fools, learn sense." Proverbs 9:4, "Whoever is simple, let him turn and hear. To him who lacks sense, leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight." The simple man doesn't know when to stop. His habit is to be associated with other simple people. He's gullible. He's gullible to their influence. They're both influencing each other in the wrong way. In fact, the saying goes, birds of a feather, what? Flock together. Simple people tend to love being with simple people and not increasing in judgment and understanding and wisdom. One seems to learn when others are punished. In fact, we read that in Proverbs 19:25, "Smite the scorner, and the simple finally becomes aware." So sometimes they have to see someone around them get severely punished or hurt, maybe even killed, before they will, "Oh, now I get it." They lack judgment and understanding. Contrast that with the wise man who uses good judgment. Number four, the simple's waywardness will hurt him. This is very clear throughout the whole book. We see this over and over again. In fact, in Proverbs 22:3 and Proverbs 27:12, we read the same words, both these exactly the same way. It says this, "The prudent man sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on in and suffer for it." They don't have an idea of cause and effect. They don't think through the consequences of their actions. They're not willing to do the hard work of determining right from wrong. Do you know the old saying, "What you don't know won't hurt you"? Don't believe it. Think about a physician as he tells someone, a cancer patient, "You've got cancer." In that case, ignorance is no excuse. In that case, "What you don't know won't hurt you," it's absolutely false. I remember going into that doctor's office that day 3 years ago, and we were joking around, and all of a sudden she listened to my heart, and something went wrong in her face. She looked down and said, "You've got a problem." Now, I could have just ignored that. She could have said, "I don't want to tell him something that might hurt his feelings." I'm glad she told me the truth. I'm glad that she told me things. Truth was important to me. And so I was operated on 3 weeks later, and it changed my life. I'm glad that that saved my life. The auto mechanic, when the engine light comes on, "No, it won't hurt me." Well, you probably better check it out. All right? There needs to be some judgment there that I need to make a decision to go get it checked out. No, we need to know what the Word of God said. We need to learn what sound judgment. We need to learn the consequences of our actions. It may end up hurting us, and maybe not even that, but killing us ultimately. The contrast that with the wise man who listens and lives securely. It says this in Proverbs 1:5, "Let the wise hear and increase in his learning, and the one who understandings obtain guidance." Proverbs 1:33, "But whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster." I'm afraid that many simple people, they bring their own disaster on themselves because of their inability to understand, to seek out judgment, and to seek understanding, to seek wisdom, to seek information that would help them to mature. So what's the answer? Moving along quickly, what's the answer? Just three quick points. In conclusion, what's the answer to those who are simple? Listen and apply the Word of God. Listen and apply. It's not enough to just listen, but listen and adhere to it. Listen and obey. Psalm 19:7 says this, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." Psalm 119:130 says this, "The unfolding of your words give light. It imparts understanding to the simple." Proverbs 7:1-5 again talks about this matter of, "Your word is what I treasure up. It helps me," and the idea is to grow and to have the wisdom that we need. The simple man does not fall because he's simple, but rather because he chooses to neglect the word of God and the wisdom that is available in it. So listen and apply the word of God. Number two, listen to the counsel of others. And I want to add this, wise counsel. Listen to the wise counsel of others, from parents and from other wise people. Listen to those who have the fear of God in their life, who have a proper view of God. Be careful of who you listen to. Listening to people who have no regard for God will not help. The scoffers, the wicked, and the fools we'll see in weeks to come will lead you down the wrong path. Listen to the counsel of wise people. Third, be careful of the company you keep. Simple people gravitate towards other simple people. They make friendships with simple people and they never grow in their understanding. Make friendships with people that are more mature than you are. Make friendships with other wise, godly individuals, and it will change your life. It will help you to grow in wisdom. And I close with this. You have a choice. Will you walk in wisdom that leads down the path of life and joy? Or will you follow blindly those who lead you down the path of foolishness and destruction? Choose wisely. We only have one life. Let's bow in prayer. Father, I pray that you'd help all of us to acknowledge when we are simpletons, when we need to grow. Forgive us for staying where we are and not advancing because we think we know it all. Oh God, may we be open to your word. May we grow in wisdom and the fear of God. Help us not to be gullible toward false doctrine, towards things that would deter us in our walk with you. And God, may we be known as people who are according to your word and walking in wisdom. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.